I what we need is what our mayor likes to do, and so we welcome you all out to meet August 3rd at the Wasatch County Service Building, Conference Room B. As normal, we do, and I like to excuse the mayor. He had some personal business and stuff that he had to go to, so he's asked me to fill in his position. Whether I can do it justice or not, I'm not sure, but so we will start with the meeting. And on the public comment, we would again ask you to limit your comments to 2 minutes. And we would like you to come up to the pulpit, state your name, and then you can begin what you'd like to talk about. Is there any public comments? Public comments. Okay, we're down to item 2 on the agenda, which is the Planning Commission meeting summary as of June 17th, 2026. Gary, are you prepared to give us a summary of that?
I'm not.
You're not? I'm not either.
The packet's in, or the paper's in your packet? You can just read it.
So I will go through the what the summary was of the July 15th, 2026 Planning Commission meeting. Business licenses. The commission recommended approval for business licenses for Davis Concrete Enterprises, Old West Waste Solutions, and Envirocrete, I think that's how you pronounce it, while explicitly instructing operators not to use Little Sweden Road for commercial vehicle access. The next was the public hearing schedule. Commissioners voted to set a public hearing for August 19th regarding the Barton Accessory Structure Building on 1527 East of Little Sweden Road. Under the municipal code changes, the commission approved and recommended to the council to hold a town hall meeting in late August to gather feedback on the problematic code setting at a formal public hearing for code revision on September 16th. On down to the annexation map, the commission agreed to include all contiguous properties in Wasatch County on the updated 20-year general plan annexation map. Council, any questions?
The town hall meeting is set for August 26th at 6 p.m. at the Charleston Town Hall.
Okay, that
has been set. Mm-hmm. Which one is that?
At what time?
6 o'clock.
For the municipal code changes? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, will you repeat that?
August 26th.
So, Gary, are you going to be September going 16th. Over some
well, that's when planning will discuss it after the town hall.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Not necessarily proposed changes, but, you know, are we doing the right thing in each of the zones? Should we be doing something different? Are there codes that are confusing? Or maybe are there things that, you know, just don't make sense at this point? So,
possibly misunderstood.
Clarification.
Misunderstood.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that are just worded strangely and other things that are unclear, and it's what can we do to clear things up and make things easier for the public to understand.
Okay. Anything else?
No, so that's August 26th at the Charleston Town Hall. Mm-hmm. And what time was that?
6 p.m. There's a question out there, Gary.
Yeah.
Question. There was an agenda item. I think you guys have requested it to look at uses in P160. And then the P160 code was in the packet. There wasn't any discussion on it. I was the only person at the whole meeting, but the code that was in the packet, and it's also on the state. I just want to say we should look at that, because some of those uses have been removed in 2019. Group camps was removed, personal fishing was removed. But it's, I know it's in the office, but online it's still the, they still show it. So I was just a little confused. There was an agenda item to talk specifically about the P-160, and then I think that's what got pushed to this meeting, but those are just my observations.
I just found out at 8:30 this morning that I would be going in for the mayor, and there's nothing on the agenda, or nothing that I was explicitly told about the discussion on that in this meeting. Gary?
That started as a request for the P-160 zone, but looking at it, it didn't make sense to just limit it to that. So when we put it on the agenda, or when I put it on the agenda, I decided we ought to talk about all of Section 8, you know, things that have problems and issues, rather than just limit it. And that's where we got to the point of we should have a town hall meeting and ask the residents what they want to see, what we ought to do. And I think it makes sense to cover all of the zones.
Yep, I agree.
Megan, do you know if the website has our newest version of the code?
We'll have to go to the ordinances and where new code is passed and read there the entire, you know, whatever page long code that's downloadable. It hasn't been changed, but you can go and you can look at ordinances.
But that's the newest one, is what's online.
Yeah,
current.
So you have the code that we adopted,
mm-hmm.
and since then you've passed ordinances
yeah.
and resolutions.
Right, and those
so
are in a separate place.
Those are mm-hmm. separate, but they are related back to the code.
Yeah.
Right.
So you may see something here that the resolution or ordinance has changed since.
Right.
That needs to be. And that's
what
we're looking at with this meeting, is going through everything and then merging it, starting over with
yeah.
the new code and start doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Any other questions? Okay. We can move on down to item 3. And I can say two questions I wanted to ask Carrie about this. But so item 3 says set a public hearing for the possible Gulf Creek Quarry parcel 20-4384 and 20-4385. In my understanding, there is an application for that.
So we have an application for a conditional use on those parcels. The application is not complete. We requested more documentation. I haven't had a chance to review the additional documentation that was provided.
Thanks, sir. So, go ahead.
Which parcel is the house?
Do you know? No. 84 or 85.
Yeah.
Okay. But one of them is the house.
Have they always been two separate parcels?
No.
I thought they were one.
They were one parcel.
At one time, was a legal subdivision done?
So
split out the two?
Well, there was a deed.
Was
so
a legal
quitclaim,
subdivision
quit,
done?
No.
Okay.
It was a quick claim deed.
Okay.
So, based on that information we have for us tonight, I would ask for a motion to postpone setting a public hearing on these two parcels until we have a completed application before us, and our planning and Eric and the town council have a chance to view that and see where it is. So I would ask for a motion at this time to do a continuation on that public hearing.
I'll make the motion that we continue this item, this number 3 agenda item. You know how to put it. Until we have everything necessary as far as application, so that we can then have a proper public hearing, knowing what we're hearing about. I know that's an awfully long motion.
Got it. I'll get it.
That's your motion?
Yes.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. We'll take a vote on it. Walton?
Yes.
Bennett, yes.
Grady, yes.
Rose, yes.
Okay, motion passed. Okay, the next item we have on this is new business licenses. We have Old West Waste Solution, we have EnviroCrete, or that is, I guess that's how they say it, and Davis Concrete Enterprise. So we have the applications before us. And I believe Gary, the recommendation from the planning commission was to accept.
Yes.
Okay. So is there any discussion amongst the council or anything that may be questionable as to the applicant's application and what the use of that property is at this time? So basically what I'm saying, if I read it right, the property that we're talking about, part of it is behind, there is an access point off of Little Stephen Road right now that they've been using. Is that true?
No. 3440 South, Highway 40 is the property we're talking about. Little Sweden, I shouldn't even be using anything over there. It should have nothing to do with 3440 South.
Okay. It's this one right here, correct? If you can see that map right here?
Yep.
Okay.
Right next to your guys' building that you guys rent out of.
So I think some confusion came with the fact that the Little White House that you rent, you now...
No, I've used it as an overflow, but I obviously it's not supposed to be. So.
Well, that's the question that's before the council.
I've actually made other arrangements to probably move them, the dumpster stuff that we have. There's very few there. There's three or four there at a time at the most. And I've made other arrangements to find somewhere else to put them.
Okay. Any other comments from the council or the public?
That was my only question. Is anything from your business being used, stored, manufactured, or anything else on a residential property?
Traders there, and I've got my personal flatbed traders there. I've got my kids' camp traders, my camp traders, my nephew's camp traders. Nobody's paying a dime for it, let them do it. And I have my personal flatbed traders that are there.
And part of the reason that occurred was
there is a couple of dumpsters there. We do need to move them.
Right.
So
and part of that was when, I don't know the time period it was, but when we started seeing access to the west side house back there, that became a concern, at least for me and some other people that expressed concern. And so my problem was, is that continuous to the other piece of property?
No,
and
it's
you're
not.
Seeking the business license.
No, it's not.
It is not.
I just used it until somebody's complained. No.
So, Mr. Davis, so your waste removal business is that's Old West Waste Solutions, and those are the dumpsters in the on the property in Little Sweden, then. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, do we need something other than verbal in writing that will not continue to be used, what it's going to be used for now?
Do we? Or is that a question?
No,
I would take that man at his word that says he's not going to use it.
I would too, but I've had people say, how does that work? Sometimes it works.
I do need about 60 days if I can get it.
Okay.
Because the other place that I'm taking him, he needs some time to get it prepared for me. There's not much in there right now.
But sometimes one thing leads to another.
Sure.
Sometimes. I'm not accusing you guys of anything.
Sure.
But Is there anything the council wants to, any more input on that? Okay, Enviro Create, I'm not sure exactly what that's all saying.
That's pretty much the same thing as the Old West, just the concrete removal business instead of a trash removal business.
Okay.
For the concrete trucks, they wash out in them. His pads are so small, they don't even, they'll basically stack them right at our yard on 3440 South.
But
way 40.
No,
they stack in one another, so.
Okay. No crushing or anything?
No.
In the concrete?
No.
It's in there?
Take all our waste down to Wasatch.
Wasatch Rock Product.
Wasatch Rock Product, where they, it goes to Browns Canyon, one of the places where they get dumped.
Okay.
We're not collecting any trash on either.
Well, you've been good neighbors for a long time.
We've tried to be.
No, you keep it very well organized back there.
I do the best I can with 50 employees. It's tough.
So let's see. So what about colors? Those three new business lines. So I would ask a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve Old West Waste Solutions, EnviroCrete, Davis Concrete Enterprises, with the conditions that they don't use Little Sweden for commercial access, and then in 60 days you'll have those dumpsters removed.
Call for a second.
Second.
Call for a vote. Walton, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Brady, yes.
Rose, yes.
Thank you. So now we have before us two renewals, which one is CMC Rock LLC. Has there been any complaints or anything directed to the business license? I understand the business license and conditional use permit is two separate items. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we're just here tonight to renew their business license only.
But part of that can be based on if they're keeping the conditions of their CUP.
Yeah.
So the conditional use, you'd have to review the conditional use. But it is separate from the business license.
And that will be coming forward, I think, eventually, the conditional use.
If somebody calls it.
If somebody calls, yeah. I've had the great opportunity to be down there a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. I do see the mitigation on sound barriers and stuff is, in my opinion, is not adequate for what the intent was to be. And so that's something that we can visit at a later date. The next one was the Hoover Valley Sporting LLC. Representative here?
Not for a renewal, no.
So I would call for motion on item B, 1 and 2.
I didn't get a clear answer. Have there been complaints against CMC?
There's been no substantiated complaints.
Okay.
Again, motion to renew 1 and 2 items.
Storage LLC.
Have a second.
second. Motion fails.
Reword a motion differently?
Can you do approve one and not the other?
We can do that, yeah. We can approve a motion on either one, whatever you want to do. So let's just do a motion on item one, B. Make a motion for the renewal of that.
Can I ask Eric, what's the process to review the CUP?
Conditional use. You just have to, you pull the conditional use if you think something's not been followed and ask them to come to a hearing on the conditional use.
Do we have any opportunity to update the conditional use, change conditions?
Yeah, it's still.
Does that happen at the same time?
Yeah. If you've got something that's against code, that they need to, you need to look at the conditions, or you think there's a condition that maybe was overstepped, that's when that comes up.
But you don't feel like we can hold back a business license based on that?
No. Yeah, it's a separate item.
There are definitely some inefficiencies that need to be addressed.
Okay. While I have the floor of the Heber Valley Storage, I don't believe that we have the completed fire department sign off on that.
So we just asked for a motion on the renewal of CMC's business license.
I'll make the motion that we renew CMC Lab business license.
Second?
Second.
Have a second? Take a vote. Walton, yes.
Benny, yes.
Brady, yes.
Rose, yes.
Okay. So due to the inefficiency of the business request on the Heber Valley Storage, we'll revisit that when the completed application is good for us.
Just get a motion to continue.
Right.
I'll make a motion that we continue the Heber Valley Storage business license renewal.
I second it.
All in favor? Walton, yes.
Benny, yes.
Brady, yes.
Rose, yes.
Okay, that takes us down to item number five, which is general plan map review with possible action. Eric, do you have anything that you want to elaborate on that with?
So what the Planning Commission looked at some of the mapping that we have, and in particular is the proposed annexation area on your map. And so they recommend that we take a look at this purple line here at the bottom, that we continue that all the way across to 189. So the reason that this needs to be bigger than, this is your 20-year plan. If there's an area outside of your map that wants to annex into the town, it is if it's outside your 20-year plan, you can't do it. It's against the rules. So they've asked that we make this bigger this way, straight across, and it'll run into 189 down the canyon, and then up here at the top, come up and across to Midway Lane. So those are the two areas that they're asking to extend that. And this is part of the general plan that we're working on, the update on the general plan. So those are that's the main item on the mapping. So really what we'd like to do is get the council's fill on that. And if there's any other items that you guys see in the mapping that we need to look at before we get into review stage.
Makes sense to me. Does it matter that there are a few homes in the proposed open space preservation? Is that a conflict of any kind?
No, it wouldn't change. All this annexation map does is allows you to annex it.
Oh, we're not talking about the other colors.
Right.
The annexation makes sense to me. Yeah.
And the other maps are there. If you see something that we need to change before we get, this will all come before you for a review. This is high level preliminary right now. But if council's in agreement, I will make those changes and send them off to the engineer doing that. I'll indicate where we want those changes at. There's no downside to that. They overlap. Annexation areas overlap.
So I would call for a motion.
You have a question back in the corner?
Oh.
Do you want to talk about the trails map, Eric?
Yes, we can talk about anyone.
I want to make sure what the plan is there. I've seen, I just saw that for the first time.
So we met with the Trails Committee in a DRC meeting. They've identified some trails and potential trailheads. And because most of the trails end up on private property or accessing through private property, that they're working through those to try and get access. And then, of course, you look at the bottom of your map and up on the top, it's all up on DWR property. So the Division of Wildlife has their property up there, but we don't have access because it's all along Little Sweden. It's private. And so they've approached some property owners regarding access to that. And the blue line that you see on there, the gravel trail down 3000 South, it already is a designated bike route on the Wasatch County trails map. So it's already designated as such there. But they did just approached us to put this in the general plan so that we're pretty limited on what we can do as far as trails. I tried to get them to do one through the airport. They wouldn't go for it.
And I see it.
I tried.
Look at the big
great big crosswalk.
I assured them we would have at least 80% public approval.
Right.
Well, Eric, just a quick follow-up. So if I'm seeing this correct, the only proposed trail is on our property.
So that trail is actually at the gun club. They're talking about accessing at the gun club. They talked to the county about using some of the gravel pit for parking.
Well, I'm talking about this one. Yeah, this one. I'm talking right here next to the pit, right? The one that goes into ours. Am I seeing that right?
No.
So it's showing right at that corner?
Yes.
Yeah, they're talking about the county gravel pit area. It's not your property.
Well, that is mine. I'm saying right where the bottom line is, the one that goes in?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're talking about your property. Maybe they've contacted you, I don't know.
Well, they have, that's why I was shocked by it. I mean, they haven't. I don't know if it was you guys or them, but it's on here.
Yeah.
We're open to it. I mean, it sounds like the county's gonna allow people to park in the pit. And this, you know, this map is 100% on ours, at least a chunk of it is. So I don't know if it was them or you guys, but no one's called us about any of it. So, but I'd like to talk to them, you know.
Yeah. So Maya and Bob are the ones spearheading that. So they're the ones doing all the trails countywide. And so they approached us about the town of Daniel being involved with the trails. So that's why this even shows up.
And they can draw lines all day, but they still have to get permission from the property owners.
Sure, yeah.
So it's okay to dream, but it may not happen.
Well, no, we're open to anything, you know? Yeah. I just didn't know if they were serious or if it was just heavy. I know there's a grant involved here, so like I'd love to talk to them.
Yeah, Maya and Bob are the ones heading that up.
Yeah, they have this work over there.
So we just included that mapping within our general plan, showing our support for such. How the access comes to be is clearly going to be through individual granting access there. Okay.
So, will you restate, Eric, what it is the changes are that we need to send forward?
So I think they're actually on your map showing, what's the transportation? So we was looking at that bottom purple line,
right,
represented a section line, and so we just would take that section line all the way to 189. It hits down about Deer Creek Island Resort is where that comes in.
Okay.
And so he was just looking at that, and then the two areas up here go clear to Midway Lane. This is unincorporated area. And so really, we only have certain areas where we can go to that's county.
Right.
That's not in another city. So we're just including those areas that we can go out to. So it means everything that's out in this unincorporated area.
So this, you're gonna, if we approve this, you're gonna take this, and it will be changed on the map, and the county is on board with this.
So this general plan, like I said, this is preliminary for the town of Daniel.
Right.
Once we get what you guys want, then we'll submit it to Heber City, the county, Charleston. So once we adopt a new general plan, they have a chance to review that also. But this is preliminary.
So I don't know that we really need to vote on this. We're just giving you some feedback right. For our general plan.
Right. Rip. I mean, you can vote if you vote, I would just recommend that you vote to do what the Planning Commission asked. They're the ones that adjusted the map, so that'll make it easy. But again, that will come back to you guys for approval before we adopt the general plan.
Any other comments from the council?
No, that's good.
Any other action on this item at this time? I don't need to call a vote.
What would you like me to do?
I'm
administrative. You have to tell me what to do.
Well, I'd like to move forward with the changes that you have suggested. It's also coming from the Planning Commission. We have an opportunity to review it. So you're coming back to us.
Very good. Thank you.
That brings us down to item 6, Council Reports. We can start down there on the end.
I don't have anything.
What do you mean?
I know. It's kind of a boring month. Okay, just give me and come back to me. No, I really don't have anything.
We've talked about this in the past. I'd really like to get some of these maps and stuff.
Yes.
On the bridge so everybody can see what we're talking about and maybe if there's a code that we're looking at or, you know, that we're discussing. Okay. So everybody can read it and everybody's aware of what's going on. So I don't know what we need to do, but I'd like to proceed with that.
Not to make excuses, the town computers are not working right now. So that's on me to take to Aaron Cheewood and have him just figure it out.
Yeah.
So
that would be great.
She was trying today.
It's important.
Right. She had all intentions of doing that. But
yeah.
Stephanie, you have anything? That was it?
Yeah.
Eric?
That was a lot.
Yes, I do have one thing, and that is something that stood out to me at the county council meeting that we attended. Most of the meeting we didn't like. But one thing that I did like is they started their meeting with Pledge of Allegiance and prayer. And I would recommend that we put that on the agenda to start doing the same thing. And this isn't an LDS thing. I'm happy to have prayers from whatever denomination is represented in our community. And I think it's something we can really use.
So we would need to get a flag.
There is one.
Oh, hello.
Let's
just delete that out of
it. It's still the old state flag, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm always
on like that one. It's stick. That's Rhonda.
She's.
Would you like the new state flag? Sorry to get off track here.
Say this again.
Just wondered if you liked the new state flag or the old one better. I know your answer. I never like mind.
So,
you like the new one?
I love it.
Okay.
But I respect the old one also.
Okay. So is the council on agreement that
sure.
that's what we would like to do? So let's just set that forth for the next meeting.
Okay.
Council is in agreement. Mm-hmm. We will have prayer and pledge of allegiance at the beginning of our meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all I have.
I don't have anything until we get down to the water. So that will knock us down to number seven, which would be the planner report update. I guess that makes you my mind.
Okay. You got your planner report in your packet? Uh-huh. Any questions?
Are Carol's and property, is the fence up?
The fence is up. The trucks are parked in the back. The only thing we're waiting for on that parcel, and we alluded to that before, was they had a radio for the gate. It wasn't active, and they had to replace that whole unit. And we don't have a release from the fire department yet for that.
Right.
We gave them a temporary CO to move forward, if you'll remember, and
yeah.
that's what we're waiting for, the permanent CO on that.
So when that renewal comes up again next month, you just fill us in
okay.
if they've been signed off on by the fire department.
Okay.
That's not Heber Valley storage, though. That's Highway 40 storage, right? Are we getting the two mixed up?
We probably are.
I probably am.
Okay. I was a little confused when you were talking about that.
Okay, which one is
which? Heber Valley storage is the one that's up for renewal. And the address there
it's Highway 40 storage
is marked.
You're talking about.
Yes.
Right.
So maybe we need to circle back around?
For the renewal?
So on Heber Valley storage.
Yeah.
Under 4B.
It might be on the back
two.
Of CMC. Is not Daniel Highway 40 storage. They're two different ones.
So this is the mm-hmm. one that's right next door to Davis
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Concrete that was up for renewal.
Yes. Yeah, 3400 South Highway 40.
Okay.
Which I can pull that up for you real quick.
But I think that's right, Megan, that it's Highway 40 storage that had to put in the fence, et cetera. So they're the ones waiting for the fire department to sign.
Correct.
So Heber Valley storage doesn't have a problem then?
No, that's so you saw the applicant that's in there now, Service Master, that's rented the main building there. And so now you've seen them initiate a license last month or the month before.
Yeah.
And then this is that storage unit that's attached to that.
So we should probably readdress this one then. If there's not a problem with this one, we'll
have. Right.
Okay.
Yep, we confuse them too.
So where are we at on the Denver Rock conditional use application?
On the what?
Denver Rock conditional use application for 40. Has that been submitted?
That's
for 40?
That's the one we talked about earlier, where we're not.
Right.
We continue the public hearing.
Right. Okay. I'm making sure we didn't have something else going on here.
Yeah. So any other questions before we circle back?
So just to clarify, just because I don't know, on the Brian Barton structure, we're having the hearing because it is over 1,500 square feet?
Right. Yeah, an accessory structure over 1,500 square feet is called out in our code as a conditional use.
Okay.
And so that goes to conditional use.
Okay.
That doesn't happen in agricultural, by the way. If you see another one come and it's over 1,500 and we didn't hold it, it's because they probably filled out an agricultural permit.
Okay.
And so there's a difference between those. But accessory structure requires a public hearing, according to our code.
And then on Southfield Road, by the Whaley's property, all the utilities that were going in this last couple of weeks, is that all done now?
So that's the Southfield Road. We're testing the lines right now. They pressurized them today. It's going to sit. It's a concentrated disinfection going on right now. And then they will flush those lines out. They'll pressure it back up. They'll pump it up to 200 PSI, and it has to remain there for a lot of time before it. Because we don't have 200 PSI, but that's the testing requirements. So that's going through, and I think Gary will talk about that and water.
Then is that part going to be repaved, or was that a gravel shoulder?
It was a gravel shoulder.
Right.
Yeah.
But they do have to concrete around the valve stems.
Yeah, they have to put the collars on.
All that collars and all that has to be done yet. The question that was asked is if, and I didn't go down there today, what is he using to flush with? Is he going to use the fire hydrant? Or does he have a pipe there, a flush pipe to use because he wanted to flush into one of the trucks?
And to haul it off?
Yeah.
They can do that. There's two different ways you can flush those. But the big thing is it can't make it to a body of water in the U.S.
Right.
So they can haul it off, or they have a chemical you can put in it that mixes it to dilute the chlorine concentrate. So a lot of times when a water line's built, they take powder chlorine and they shake it into each section as they build it. Then when the water goes in, it's super concentrated. And so that just makes sure there's all disinfection. And then that's isolated from the main system until we get two reports back of the water being not contaminated. And then we'll put that into service. But yeah, they can haul that off. Or like I say, they have it goes into an aerator and they inject a chemical that changes that chlorine.
Yeah, that's how I was explained to me today. I tried to see me the other day, and you and the mayor both tried to contact me, and I guess it was about that situation. But then Mark warned me at the event center, and so then we went on and said, well, we'll wait till Monday to see, because he was anxious to charge, but he got charged today. I guess I thought Jones at the Mill was going to be looking at taking the tests and stuff, but I guess from what I understand, and I don't know if you can maybe clarify, that you're going to let Mark do that testing, and my understanding, he could take over to the Jordanelle Special Service District, because he had asked where we take our samples, and of course we take them down to Chemtech, Orem.
Right.
But we, if the, for a cheaper way, I mean, we don't want anything sent to the state, to look at it. So my understanding is he's going to take the samples and take them to the Jordanelle Special Service District. Is that your understanding?
That's not my understanding.
Okay.
I would recommend if he does that, and that's fine for the contractor, but I believe the town should have their own. And you just check the little thing, not report to the state. But I think you should do an independent test.
Yeah. Well, when it gets ready, when it's all done and flushed, we can go down and see where we're at, 0.4, 0.5, whatever, making it compatible with what our water system is. That's what you're saying.
But yeah, as far as the 0.4, all it needs to say is residual.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have a certain amount there. It just has to turn pink with the powder. But I would definitely pull. Why? As soon as he flushes it, then they're going to pump it up to the 200 PSI. At that point, the town should get a sample and run it down.
I think it says for 2 hours. Is that a day? 24 hours.
It's 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah.
With no decrease in pressure.
Right. And so once that passes, he's done. But we won't put that into service. I would recommend the town gets their own done.
And Dave said he would. He and I or somebody will go down when that point comes and see what the residual is at that point.
And just grab a sample and take it down.
Yeah, I mean, we don't
easy
have
to do.
Go anywhere. Simple. I think I give all my stuff away.
Yeah, it'd be easy to grab a sample and take it down. And then if he's doing that, that's fine, but I think the town, I would recommend the town be on the other end of that also.
So.
And then we'll do the same thing with the Whaley line once that's charged. So it's two section on that pipe.
So while we're on this subject, we're about the next thing in mind. With the CMC and the water problems they've had the last couple of weeks, I told you that they're pretty sure they got that resolved.
Yeah.
Flapper valve, blah, blah, blah. There's some issues.
Then we should talk about those things.
Right. So, when this is just an item, just bringing up since we're on the water issue, is the fact that did we ever have anti-backflow valve that would fit on the fire hydrant? Did we ever have one of those purchased for the town?
A backflow?
Yeah, anti-backflow, where they can take, where the company wanted to go buy water from us. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, according to my understanding of the regulations, the Division of Drinking Water, they need to have an anti-backflow valve and a meter on whatever they hook to the fire hydrant.
Right, so the meter we have, that they can get to screw on there, it has an automatic valve.
Right, but we don't have one as a town.
We do not.
I thought we did, but we don't have it.
So the people used mine that I used in my construction prior, I just let them take mine and use it. A lot of the guys buy their own and take them from system to system, and they'll have those. And all you do is just report the gallons, the meter read.
Right. And the reason I bring that up is because when they had that problem, they were going to say, okay, buy on the fire hydrant for your backline, but they had nothing, they had no way to tie it on, they had no backflow valve to put on that hydrant.
Where they're feeding their line?
Where they wanted to feed out of that line to continue batching that day.
Yeah.
That's a big...
Well, you're pretty safe because they don't have another system.
Well...
So there's no other system pumping into that.
But if I'm, correct me if I'm not wrong, right, but state code says that is required anytime you draw from a fire hydrant.
Not anytime, no. That would just be a temporary.
I mean,
yeah.
I shouldn't have said anytime.
Yeah, that would be a requirement the town would put on there. Most of those don't have. What we do recommend is they put that meter on and use the small valve and not the hydrant valve. Because those are either open or they're closed, because they bleed off in the bottom so they don't freeze. So if it's a halfway point, it's jetting out the bottom. And so it creates a cavity and messes your thrust box and things. So you want them all the way on or all the way off, and then adjust with the little valve.
In the research down there the other day, they actually had fire hydrant that had zero water flow. And I'm pretty sure the fire hydrant looped. But they had nothing
that was more fire. It's not looped, it's a straight line going clear to the end.
Is it?
Yeah,
straight line.
Yep.
Still should have water in the fire.
Yeah, it goes through that property, and then in our 20-year plan, we'll continue that on down.
So I said to the guy, well, while we're trying to figure out what's going on, let's go see what's going on with the fire hydrant. Well, you went down there, and the fire hydrant just spun.
Yeah. Something's broke inside.
Which was one of being true, but the foot valve shut off. I said, open the foot valve. And we didn't get water. So they are aware that they have an inoperable fire hydrant down there on that property. But that is them. That's not on the town, as I understand it. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. And I think they're going to have a, I forget their names, look at that way. They're out looking at the meter.
Mitchell.
Yeah. Mitchell Excavation's going to look at that way. They're out. Okay. Todd's been very good to do anything that we've asked. So. That was his from the get-go. Whatever I have to do, I'll do. So.
We talked about it. They just scratched their head. I don't know what in this valve, in this fire hydrant.
Yeah. It's,
somebody knew that it was broke and didn't say anything about it. You know,
that's a good break to have. All the water stayed inside.
Right. Okay, so that brings us down to item 9.
We need to go back up to the business renewals.
Oh, we do?
Well, yeah, and then approve the Huber Valley Storage.
Oh, did you hear what we discussed there?
I could have.
This is...
There was some confusion.
The one that we continued was one that's been in operation. It's Highway 40 Storage that we're waiting on the fire department sign off for. So this one we can...
Yes, oh, two different ones. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this we can go back and do.
Okay. So we want to make a motion to amend that?
I'll make a motion that we approve the renewal of the business license for Huber Valley Storage.
I'll send LLC. Okay, we've got a motion and a second?
Stephanie.
All in favor? Walton, yes?
Bennett, yes.
Greg, yes.
Rose, yes.
I shouldn't say anything, but call for a roll. Thanks.
Thank you.
So we're now down to item number 9. Coroner's office warrants and approval and announcements.
Well, I already announced the town hall meeting, so just the warrants. If you have any questions.
Yeah, what was the sign installation repair? Is that whoever was running over the signs?
I'm assuming. Do you know?
I don't know. Yeah. Scott handled that correctly.
Let me see if it's on the invoice.
Eric, what's SOD and EOD?
So that's end of day and start of day. They send a report at the start of the day that says that you're online now, we're going to send your blue stakes. And then at the end of the day, they send a report and said, did you get this number, this number, this number, this number, this number? So those reports come out every day. And that makes us so that we're aware that we're up and active on the blue stake request. I love it when you ask something I know.
You were busy.
It's been nuts. They're running fiber down Highway 40, and they have just slammed us with blue stakes. And they're going to be crossing our Stormhaven line where we cross the highway. And so we requested that we have personnel on site when they dig there.
Here's the invoice. It doesn't say where it was repaired.
I was concerned because if they was to happen to hit that line, or dig too.
Yeah, we really don't know where it is. So
at the top, it says
that's probably what's going to happen.
Well, but it doesn't say just where. Like what happened with the irrigation. They claimed that they did pothole, but I got told they should pothole 3 more inches and they would have found it.
Yeah.
Is that how your take was on that?
Yeah, well, it was kind of different because that line comes up and then goes up the highway.
Sure.
And when they augered, it went right inside the pipe. So it was a perfect storm, went inside the pipe, and then went up where it turned again, it came out. So we had it.
I still got lots of rattling rocks.
Yeah, it fills it up. As soon as you shut it off, everything goes back in. So yeah, it was just a perfect storm. I send those, I forward those requests to Hugh when I think they involve area where he's at. So, but they don't participate in the blue stake request.
So just a little knowledge I have about it, if you look at where Susie said she thought it crossed, across that ditch that's on that end there, but if you try to line that up with about where Mitchell's hookup is there, where his cistern is setting. Uh-huh. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be within a few feet either side of that to where it is, because then it appears it goes over to the other cistern, and then from there to the house, and the second cistern is the other house back in the back.
Right.
So maybe within 10 feet. Really
so my guess is where those blue lines I drew on the highway are.
Okay.
So that's my guess.
Okay. But you kind of lined that up with that first cistern.
I did, and then I looked at what was the existing drainage ditch under the highway.
Right.
And I think that they fed through that, but you can't see that. They buried it, which is probably so they didn't freeze. But it looks right up the very end of that. And you'll remember that we, the town, maybe you won't remember, the town requested that we have an easement on that property where we think that line goes up. So that has been recorded as an easement on that property. But
it's
without it actually backing it or excavating it, we just don't know where it is.
Anything else? Any questions on the warrants?
Anything else, Megan, we should know about them?
No.
So I would call for a motion to the coroner's warrants.
I make a motion that we approve the July 2026 warrants.
Second?
I second that.
Roll call, Walton, yes?
Ben, yes.
Grady, yes?
Rose, yes.
Okay, we're moving right along here. That takes us down to the approval of the council minutes for July 6, 2026. We all have a chance to look at one more?
I love that they're not 20 pages long.
Well, it helps that the meeting wasn't as long.
So I would call for a motion to approve the council meeting minutes of July 6, 2026.
So moved.
Second? Walton, yes?
Ben, yes.
Grady, yes?
Rose, yes.
That was you, Gary, that made the motion and you that seconded? Okay, who seconded?
Gary.
Eric Bennett. Who seconded? Rose?
You did.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did, okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to see if she, I don't think she's been awake on her.
Me?
No.
For me.
Okay, so that moves us to item 11, which is the possible closed section as permitted by the UCA 52-4-5. I would ask for some comment from the council. I do believe that there's pending, for a better word, litigation and some other things that we ought to discuss. So I would ask for a motion to close the general session of the meeting. And then another motion to open a closed session.
I make a motion that we go into closed session as permitted by UCA 52-4-205.
Second.
All in favor? Walton, yes?
Bennett, yes.
Grady, yes?
Rose, yes.
Bob, you need to talk to Gary Wade. What did you talk about?